Actually, you know, can poop stain a grave? I feel like stone would wash out pretty well.
I really don't know.
I can't decide whether you should live or die, or you'll probably go to heaven. Please don't hang your head and cry. No wonder why my heart feels dead inside. It's cold and hard and petrified. Lock the doors and close the blinds. We're going for a ride.
And welcome to I'm Trying to Think episode 4. I'm your host, Chuck Werner, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Dave Stern. Say hello, Dave.
Hey.
I'm Trying to Think is sponsored by the Foundation Institute. Check foundation-institute.org. And you can try to visit. No, you can actually visit I'm Trying to Think on the web at imtryingtothink.com. And if you're having problems spelling that, or if you're trying to put an apostrophe in it, you're just wrong. You should probably Google it. Actually, how did you find this podcast if you don't know where the website is?
I don't know. Actually, honestly, I actually also haven't Googled it. I haven't. That might not work. Google it right now.
All
right,
I'll Google it right now.
Because if this doesn't work...
the opening song
and we've been telling people to do that for a month, we have got some fucking egg on our faces.
It's true, but the opening song was I Can't Decide by the Sister Sisters. Which the title is a little misleading. The title's kind of like, I can't decide. Indecision. No, it's, I can't decide whether you should live or die.
No, that's still a bigger decision. It's still indecision. It's just indecision. It's a big indecision.
I'm trying to think, Googling on the web, just in case you're interested. Comes up with someone else's blog.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
F that guy.
That's life. F that guy.
What's it about? I want to know if he's our enemy.
Nah, we'll... look into that, but
we'll check that later.
The next hit is MySpace. I'm Trying to Think, but Nothing Happens.
Okay,
is the name of their MySpace page. And then the third answer is I'm Trying to Think of the name of this movie.
So we're not there
it's
yet.
A Yahoo Answers question. Oh. I'm trying to think of the name of this movie, mm-hmm. And to
that's dire. That's a
okay. I actually want to try to help this person live while we're doing the show.
Okay, are they trying to think of a movie?
Yeah.
We'll do this for you.
I don't know who was in it, and I'm sorry if it's a little vague. Oh, that's a great start.
This is fantastic.
This man met this woman and fell deeply in love with her. All right, I'm narrowing it down.
Okay, we narrowed it down. It's Not Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah,
which was my first guess.
Not Saving Private Ryan. Could be just about anything else, but we're narrowing. They parted ways, and he, being an artist, drew and painted numerous pictures of her. He basically became obsessed. Okay, now we're really narrowing it down.
Yeah.
Anyway, they met up again one day, and she saw all these pictures of her. They had, like, a little play fight with paint and got paint all over them. Uh-oh, it's getting a little dirty now. I don't know what this movie is, but it's been bugging me for the longest time. Any ideas, Dave?
No. I don't know. Maybe... I don't know. People are throwing paint at each other. Is it that Ed Harris autobio movie about Jackson Pollock?
No, we have no idea is the answer. Luckily, somebody already helped this person on Yahoo Answers. It's apparently Before Sunrise.
Okay. Well, I've learned something I didn't care to know.
That movie...
waste of time.
It sounds delightful. Before Sunrise, starring... it was first directed by Richard Linklater, so there you go.
Wait, it actually might be good, then.
Starring Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy. Huh. Who the hell is Julie Delpy?
I don't know.
I don't see anybody in this movie who really does anything for me. I mean, I don't know if you're an Ethan Hawke fan.
Don't you have that giant poster for Ethan Hawke's black and white digital video Hamlet in your room?
No. In fact.
With lipstick marks on it?
No, I'm pretty sure.
From where you put lipstick on and kiss it?
I'm pretty sure you're thinking of someone else. So the I'm Trying to Think is a blog that we mentioned earlier. Is an old blog no longer updated. So okay. That'll be pretty easy to eclipse. The last time it was updated was October 2007.
Okay, I think I know the secret of how we got to do this.
And it was updated with a picture of the Audi RS. So you know this
well,
was
that's
a really
that's
deep
a, that's a good
blog.
Automobile. That's a thinker's car.
That's the thing.
That's a thinker's car.
If you say, if you're, I'm trying to think is your the name of your blog, and you've got like an Audi RS, you're not really trying to think that hard, are you?
You're trying to think about Audis.
Yeah, well, they're succeeding.
I mean,
but in general,
it doesn't say I'm trying to think deeply. It doesn't say I'm trying to think about things other than automobiles. I think you're reading too much into it.
It's also got some drawings, life drawings, basically naked people drawings. And then a picture of this I would assume the blogger dressed up as Beast from the Disney Beauty and the Beast, so that's quality.
Oh,
this like, guy, he's probably dead. That's the only reason that people stop writing in their blogs. So
no, we can or he got say bored. Whatever we want. I mean, that's why my blog is gone.
Well, wait, what? Bored?
Yeah, sometimes you get bored.
All right, let's see. I'm trying to think, but nothing happens is apparently a popular phrase on the internet. But Dave, we're nowhere in this. No.
Okay. Well, here's what we got to do. But no, there's a couple things.
I'm gonna help out. I'm gonna help out a little here.
Uh huh. What's your plan?
My plan is that no one's really listening to us yet. Anyways, by the time people are listening to us, we will be the Google
kings.
Well,
yeah, we gotta get that link juice. We gotta SEO, white hat, black hat, gray hat.
If I try, I'm trying to think Dave Chuck, right? Because those are our names.
Those are our names.
I get David Axelrod and Chuck Grassley on This Week. But,
God damn you, politics. Every time.
Yeah, Chuck D is the second hit. The two-party system is just played. Thank you, Chuck D.
Hey, Black CNN, Public Enemy. Know.
Maybe I should put quotes around, I'm trying to think, and then David Chuck. But we could talk about how to use Google properly another time.
Yeah, I think, you know, let's stop dwelling on our...
All right.
On the fact that
if you're listening, I'm trying failure. To think in the now, which is anytime during July 2009, don't Google us because you won't find us. Yeah. Just go to imtryingtothink.com. Don't put an apostrophe in it. It's not I am. There's no A up there. Actually, there's no A in it at all. So don't put an A in it.
Yeah, I think I am trying to think was taken by the pet food people.
The pet food people? Oh, Iams?
Yeah.
Would it be Iams trying to think?
No, because that's ungrammatical.
That is ungrammatical. So don't Google us until later when we're popular. Or at least Google popular. That's terrible. Oh, but today is my birthday, July 18th. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, man.
It's another year of being me.
Yep. 3-1. 3 decades and a year.
It's all right because I don't have a concept of myself outside the phenomenological experience I've had. So, whatever.
Yeah, it's the same.
I mean, it's 31 years. It doesn't... Yeah. But it's not of me. It's just of this experience that...
Yeah, there may not even be a contiguous self.
Right. I'm not depending on that to just... have a happy birthday, you know, contiguous entity known as Chuck, who's somehow identified as Chuck. No, it's not necessarily true.
I mean, it's the Chuck of Theseus problem.
It's the Chuck of Theseus problem? I wasn't concerned about that, but I can see where you're going with it. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not... it doesn't matter whether I am a truly separate entity or, you know, just a, you know, pure will,
right?
You know, an idea. It doesn't matter what my identity is. Something is 31.
Yeah, and that something is probably going to eat cupcakes in a few hours.
I hope so. And it's labeled Chuck by some people.
Wait, the cupcake or the phenomenological entity?
Well, it's a phenomenological entity.
Because I can label a cupcake, Chuck.
That I will call me.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we'll level a cupcake later, Chuck, and I'll eat it. And it'll be some sort of, you know...
Allegory?
It'll be allegorical, but it will definitely be...
The snake eating its own tail. The snake eating its own cupcake. No,
it'll be an existential statement.
Cupcake or Ouroboros.
Existence precedes essence. The essence that is Chuck is me. You can name a cupcake Chuck, but it doesn't... Its existence is all that it is. There's no essence. It's not defining itself. So I can eat that cupcake, and there's no... It's not even an act of destruction.
Well, it's an act of destruction of crude. No, it's not. It's crude matter being converted into, you know...
Right, there's no destruction.
Nutrition and poop.
Exactly. Because there's no essence. Because essence does not precede existence, Dave. And that's what we're trying to teach people.
Yes.
No, it isn't.
No. No.
That's what I just tried to teach people.
Okay, yeah.
Another interesting factoid. Right now, Dave is 23. He won't be next week. I mean, he's 23 point, probably 9 something, something.
23
something.
Point decimals, right. Whatever.
But he's 23 and I'm 31. That means we're both prime ages right now. In a week, Dave will be 24. It all goes to shit.
You know, I'm going to throw this out there as a thought, and I think you're going to agree. I think one of the things that is a clear marker of just that person is a nerd, just a real mark of nerdiness, that is not like a mark of nerdiness that has really penetrated the world of popular culture the same way that, you know, like glasses or, you know, haha, they like fantasy books or, you know, haha, comic books. But this is just as big a mark of being a nerd, I think.
Are you going to say prime numbers?
Finding any factoid about prime numbers interesting. Because I thought, like, oh, yeah, prime numbers, that's neat. And, you know, you thought that was neat.
You're a huge nerd. Yeah, we're huge nerds.
But that's you only nerds care about that. And I think basically all nerds care about that.
So that you're saying that should be the test of nerddom.
Because it hasn't been co-opted yet. They haven't co-opted it.
Culture's co-opted so much of what we are.
You know, we're not seeing any large-budget summer blockbuster movies about prime numbers.
And yeah, that's exactly...
There is the television show numbers, but I don't think it's about primes.
There was that movie 23, which is a prime number.
Yeah, but no one liked that movie.
There's also a movie 7, prime number movie.
Yeah, I mean, those were movies which featured prime numbers, but they weren't about prime numbers.
I'm trying to think of any other prime number movies, but none are coming. Oh, Friday the 13th. Part 1 is not a prime number, I'm pretty sure. And then part 2 is not a prime, or is a prime number, and then part 3 is a prime number. Because isn't 1 an exclusion from the prime numbers?
I don't know. I'm not a mathematician. I just like numbers. Prime numbers,
specifically. Dave, you're failing me. What? Oh. Yeah, speaking actually of prime and failing me, I failed me because you were totally right about primers. A book that introduces you to the elementary facts about a subject is a primer, not a primer.
I thought it was.
You're right, and good for you. Because that's about all you're going to get out of me.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to get a lot of wrong out of me.
You're not a man who concedes that sort of thing readily.
Yes, 1 is not a prime number.
Okay.
I've confirmed it via the internet.
All right, actually, now it's circling back to the birthday thing. I've got a question for you, because this is one of my favorite little bits of pop culture ephemera. And it's birthday related.
Go ephemera.
It's birthday related, man. So I figured I'd throw it at you. Basically, you know, since there's the whole, like, ridiculous copyright situation about
regarding the birthday
actual
song.
Happy birthday song,
mm-hmm.
There are always, you know, in any bit of pop culture, you usually wind up with weird fake birthday songs.
Love weird fake birthday songs.
What's your favorite weird fake birthday song?
This is going to be an obscure one for probably a lot of our listeners.
I mean, that's fine. This isn't like something where I expect a listener
there's an
to be
Aqua Teen
like,
Hunger
oh,
Force.
Yeah. Fake birthday song.
There's an Aqua Teen Hunger Force episode entirely devoted to the idea of creating a new birthday song to replace the old one mm-hmm. because of the money that could be made.
Right.
It's Spirit Journey Formation... Something like that. It's long, pretty good. Yeah, and it's very. I believe that Master Shake, the character in the show, gets Zach Wilde and Geddy Lee to work on it with him. So it's pretty epic.
That's cool.
Yeah. Deep within the womb of time, a creature thus be born. I think is the opening lyric.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I think I saw it at some point, or
yeah.
It's been mentioned to me.
It's a little bit...
Possibly sung at a birthday. I don't know.
It's a little bit more appealing than, you know, Happy Birthday to You, which mm-hmm. is kind of a lame opening. I mean, the lyrics for the Happy Birthday song are pretty lame.
I mean, I've got to admit, I've been working on a new birthday thing, actually. I've been kind of turning it over in my head, because, you know, your birthday's coming up, my birthday was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about it. It's still got copyright issues, though, but I think it works under, like, fair use laws.
Okay.
I was going to run it by you because I've only got the first part. I think it might be too depressing, though.
Well, go out. Come out with it.
I don't know. Okay, mostly I've just got like, okay, so, you know, it's Chuck's birthday. Everyone gets around the table. He's about to blow out the candles. And we all suddenly sing, "You've lived 31 years. What do you get? Another year older and closer to death."
That is a little bit macabre. And there's still the copyright issue.
But...
I mean, and also, the Smiths already have a song called Unhappy Birthday.
Huh.
Yeah.
That would work, yeah.
You could just throw that one out there. It doesn't sound anything like the birthday song. It sounds like a Smiths song, but it is Unhappy Birthday, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Couldn't we do...
I mean, should I develop I would that like a little to do a more, song. Or is that
yeah,
done? Is
yeah,
that...
I think you should develop that. But I'm saying I would like to do
if
a song.
If nothing else, I should listen to 16 tons just... more so it's closer to the tune.
Right.
Because that was
and
not the tune of
that,
16 tons.
That would help, yeah.
Although, on the other hand, that probably helps skirt copyright laws if I'm also changing the tune.
Yeah.
So maybe I should just keep it not listening to 16 tons.
You get into parody law then, maybe. Maybe. But what I'm thinking is we could write a song where we say, you know, because happy birthday, what does that even mean? It's meaningless. It's a meaningless statement. It's I'm wishing you a happy birthday, but what is happiness? Instead, let's go through and catalog all the bad things that didn't happen to the person.
So just
they weren't aborted right off the bat.
Long year.
Stillbirth did not occur. You know, congratulations.
Wait, no, do we really want to go like bad things, birth to now, or do we want to just do the bad,
sudden infant death syndrome. You've done well there.
You haven't got cancer yet.
Yay. You know, I mean...
Just sort of a catalog of disaster narrowly avoided?
Yeah, that time when you were on the merry-go-round and...
You didn't
it
fall
stopped,
off.
You were afraid, but you didn't fall off. Nice job. The time you were on the roller coaster and didn't buckle your safety belt, you survived. Yay. It's things like that. You don't... Hey, diarrhea doesn't kill you. You gotta feel pretty good about that.
Yep.
Congratulations, you live in the first world. Diarrhea doesn't kill you. Millions of people die from diarrhea every year, I believe.
And you're not
one
of them.
I'm actually pretty certain, and you're not one of them.
Okay, so there's promising, I think, because it's really nice to have specific things to be happy about.
Yes, exactly.
But a couple issues with this.
Okay.
One, are we trying to get sort of a general catalog of things that work for most people to kind of give it a universal tangent, or is it something where everyone's going to need to keep a list in their life?
Well, maybe we'd just have a song with options, just in case somebody did die of sudden infant death syndrome and you're trying to sing to them.
Okay, yeah, so...
Which is going to be creepy no matter what song you sing.
Yeah, but you give options.
You give them the happy birthday song. It's still creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Still creepy singing to a dead person.
Wait, I think I figured out the creepiest one, though.
Hmm.
I think if you're going to be singing something to a dead infant that's rocking in your arms, I think the creepiest thing to be singing would probably be, Mama's little baby likes shortening bread. Mom's little baby legs shortening bread. I think I may have nailed it.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Is shortening bread like shortbread cookies?
No, I think it's...
I gotta tell you, mommy's little baby loves shortbread cookies.
No, what I think it is, and I think shortenings is one of those words that just means fat of some kind. I think it's basically like bread and drippings.
And you know, fat is a big focus for birthdays. You got your cake, icing, candles. Candles, yeah, wax, but you could throw some fat in there. You could make fatty candles.
Yeah, totally.
That's what you're into.
Which I'm... Nah. I'm not, but... I mean, it's possible.
All right.
That shit'll burn.
Well, I mean, happy birthday to me. I think we'll just skip all the copyright problems and just leave it there. And happy birthday to you in a week, Dave.
Thanks.
Are you ready to party?
Yes.
Okay, well, we got a couple hours, so chill out.
Oh, man.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
And welcome back to a special Happy Birthday to Me episode of I'm Trying to Think. This is episode 4, being recorded on July 18th. That is my birthday. And
wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, because I don't think it's been mentioned enough, and I'm curious.
Right.
I just want to make sure everyone gets it. It's your birthday?
It is my birthday.
Okay.
And it's not just my birthday, Dave. It is other people's birthday. So I'm just gonna wish a couple other people
a happy birthday.
Right. George Machine Gun Kelly. It's his birthday today. He is 114 years.
Well,
he's very dead.
Happy birthday to him.
He's actually been dead for 55 years, but...
Oh, wait, so are we going to... This gets back to the singing dead people is creepy thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, we're not going to sing happy birthday to him.
Machine Gun Kelly likes shortening bread.
No, Nelson Mandela.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Nelson Mandela. He is still alive. Do you know how old he is? This will surprise you. No, you don't.
7.
91.
Okay, shit. I knew if it was surprising, I knew it had to be really high or really surprisingly low, and I guessed wrong.
No, and he's I mean, he's still alive and with us. John Glenn, the astronaut, still alive and with us. You know how old he is? 88 today. He's 88. It's nice to think about it. Nelson Mandela is somewhere having a birthday party.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
I bet his birthday parties are fucking sweet.
Yeah, maybe. Thomas Kuhn. Come on, we're big fans of Thomas Kuhn. I think we've both read at least one of his books.
Yeah, the Structure of Birthday Revolution.
The Structure of the Birthday Revolution. He would be really old, doesn't matter how old he is. Hunter S. Thompson, happy birthday. He unfortunately killed himself 4 years ago, but he would have been 72.
Oh, wow.
72. Yeah, he was an old guy when he decided. Joe Torre, you're a big fan.
Eh.
He does baseball stuff, so you have to be a big fan. 69 today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. People are old.
It's true.
I thought I was old, but then I looked at these other people.
No, it turns out other people are even older than you.
Other people are even older than me. MIA, I listen to her. I know you listen to her. She's an English musician. A lot of people probably don't know who she is.
No, I think people have a general idea.
And she is older than me. But she's 34 today.
Oh, wow. I did not realize she was that old.
Yeah, she is old. She's older than me, which is all that matters. And that's, I think that's about it. I'm pretty sure Red Skeleton was born on my birthday. Kind of big difference between Red Skeleton and Red Fox.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean,
they're both comedians, but of a different type. I'm pretty sure he was born on my birthday, but I haven't done the research, so. Eh. But Vin Diesel also shares my birthday. I'm a big Vin Diesel fan. Do you know how old Vin Diesel is, though?
I would guess at this point is 38 Fast and 38 Furious.
No, he doesn't look that old, but he's 42.
Oh, wow.
Good for him, though, looking young. I'm going to have a steady diet of going too fast and too furious to make sure I look like him in 12 years or 11 years now. Oh, my. And a bunch of interesting things happened on my birthday in other years.
Okay.
In 1870, the first Vatican Council decreed the dogma of papal infallibility. I think they were looking forward. They were saying, someday Chuck Werner will be born. And the only thing he'll ever be wrong about is the pronunciation of primer.
You seem to be assuming you're a pope here.
Let's go with the fact that I am.
Okay, and also
again, fact.
Wait.
So you can't argue with it.
Here's my question about the doctrine of papal infallibility.
Ask your question.
If it's something that was actually conceived in, 1870. So
they come out with it was decreed as a dogma. So I think the pope was always infallible. But they just made sure everybody knew.
Ah, okay. Because I was thinking, if there's a point in time in which you decree the Pope is infallible.
Right.
What happens if someone right then is like, bullshit?
Then they're wrong.
It's too late? It's too late?
Well, you can't say bullshit. I mean, there's no relevance to bullshit. You can say whatever you want. He is right. He is infallible. So what does it matter if somebody says bullshit?
I don't know. I guess the whole thing just puzzles me because it's crazy.
Well, that's what you say, but I don't know. Hitler published Mein Kampf.
Here's the thing. I say it's crazy, and I'm right, because dogma of Dave infallibility. Boom.
That's not in the list, though, so I can't believe in it.
Uh-huh.
It also didn't happen on my birthday.
But Mein Kampf you can believe in, apparently.
Continue. Mein Kampf was published on my birthday. I guess I believe in it. It's just, it is an account of Hitler's life from himself. But, I don't know. I wouldn't say I agree with these sentiments, but I believe that it exists and that it's roughly based on his experiences. Even if I disagree with the sentiment. Really, Intel was founded on my birthday. Does that make you feel good?
I could care less. Move on.
That's 41 years ago, too.
Move on.
That's a long time ago, 41 years ago. And really nothing else interesting. I mean, these things aren't interesting in the first place. I'm trying to make them interesting.
You're but, trying, certainly.
Yeah. Oh, Chappaquiddick.
The Chappaquiddick.
With Teddy Kennedy happened on my birthday.
Was that like after
40
leaving,
years ago?
Was that like after leaving one of your parties?
Yeah, after leaving my party at Chappaquiddick Island, Senator Ted Kennedy drove an Oldsmobile off a bridge and killed Mary Jo Kopechne. Kopechne. I don't know how you pronounce it exactly.
Kopechne.
Whatever.
Kopechne.
You people in New England can't pronounce anything. I mean, for crying out loud. You skip letters, you add more letters where they aren't there.
Just because you can't pronounce Wista.
You know,
just because you can't pronounce Wista.
For people who live in an area they consider to be an offshoot of England, English is not your strong suit. But at any rate, Chappaquiddick thing happened on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Bum ba da bum. Nothing else interesting.
You're throwing a wicked rager.
I mean, we could talk about who died on my birthday. That's probably exciting. Woo.
No, if by exciting you mean vaguely morbid, then yeah.
Yeah, I mean, vaguely morbid. But the great part about people who died on my birthday is I could go through the list and you wouldn't know any of them.
Oh, let's not then.
I mean, aside from Mary Jo Kopechne.
Oh, you bastard. Oh, bastard move. Oh, no.
Actually, funny part, just you know, not funny part, but another interesting thing is Machine Gun Kelly may have died on his birthday, and my birthday.
Huh.
They're not sure, I guess, if he died on the 17th or 18th, but he died. And it may have been on his birthday. But yeah, oops. Sorry, Mary Jo Kopechne. It's sad because I'm having a great time today. Meanwhile, the Kopechne family mourning their daughter still. Or sister, you know, whoever. Nobody, but it's nice because really no one else of any intrigue died today. So nobody that I care about is mourning.
That's good, I guess.
Yeah, that's nice. And that's how that goes. And that's the way it was. Yeah. Which is, moves on to the not topic of the fact that Walter Cronkite died.
You see, that is something that, because I'm in America, is supposed to be meaningful to me. But you know what? The Cronkite era completely pretty much passed me by.
Yeah, I mean, you're...
Yeah, I could care less.
7 years younger than me, it passed me by too. I mean, I didn't really grow up with Walter Cronkite. I knew who he was because jokes were made about him.
That's the same thing here.
He was not. I don't think he was on TV anymore or anything else. But he.
It's like
he existed.
Cronkite. Don't got much. Carson.
I watched Johnny Carson growing up, so that was a little more.
I didn't. I missed Carson.
Well, was he on when you were growing up, or did you just not watch, or was he off?
No, I mean, when did he go off? In, like, late 80s, early 90s?
I don't know. But, well, it's interesting because these are icons of pop culture that we understand. I understand Walter Cronkite only through jokes, really. Just there are lots of things that people are like, I understand that's funny, even though I didn't have the experience of going through it or being.
Yeah, it's like other people have a shared experience, and then jokes come from the shared experience. Yeah.
So yeah, it's whatever. All sorts of people have died right up to my birthday, so. Oh, and actually, today is the first annual Mandela Day. So now I have the honor of all my birthdays being Mandela Day.
That's good.
Yeah. So, happy Mandela Day to everyone.
Okay, and is there anything else on the webpage you're looking at, or can we move on?
We move on. It's not just a webpage. I wrote some of this stuff down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
From a webpage. I didn't write it down. I copy-pasted it. That's today's definition of writing it down.
I had no idea you put this much effort into this segment.
I wouldn't call it effort, per se. But it's a big list of people who were born on my birthday. To find the interesting ones,
you have to at least go through it.
Yeah, those are the interesting ones.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, let's face it. Interesting people. There's not that many of them. So, I mean, how would you... I mean, who? If you could have one person born on your birthday, who would it be?
Oh man, one person just sort of as like funny fact, like
yeah.
Oh, I share a birthday with this person. Ha ha, that's neat. Yeah. That kind of thing.
Exactly. Exactly that kind of thing.
I think I would have to go with Daryl Hall.
See, you love Daryl Hall.
That's the weird thing. Not really. I just like mentioning him.
I don't think you're telling us the truth, is what I'm saying.
I literally do not know...
Luckily for me, if I could pick, like, a person to be born on my birthday, I think Hunter S. Thompson would be a fine example, so I win.
The weird thing about my mentioning Daryl Hall and things is I literally do not know a Hall & Oates song that isn't Private Eyes.
I bet you do.
Okay, I couldn't name one.
I bet you do. Okay, you might not be able to name one, but I can fairly guarantee you know them. You're just, out of it. So.
That's sort of my default choice when I can't think of a good name. I'm just like, Daryl Hall.
But little do you know.
Like if I'm trying to check into a hotel, fake alias, it's usually Daryl Hall.
Yeah, but little do you know that it's actually speaking to a subconscious desire to get wit Daryl Hall and his mustache.
You know, there's two things I hate about that, and I'll tell you both of them.
All right, well, hold on 1 second. Here are Hall & Oates songs that you know, okay? You Make My Dreams Come True?
I don't know. Like I said, if I don't know the titles.
You make my dreams come true.
Not ringing a bell.
Okay, you know it, though. Trust me.
Not ringing a bell at all.
All right, well, tell me the two things that are wrong with my... ideas.
Okay, I guess I'll go back to that, although, you know, not saying it then
I would like to point out my infallibility, though.
Basically, not saying it then sort of hampers the momentum of saying it now, but what the hell? I will plow forward. Basically, the two things that were wrong with that are, one, just using the phrase get wit, that made me uncomfortable.
It's not my fault, man.
Uncomfortable. I did not like it at all. It disagreed with me.
Okay.
And then the second thing I didn't like was the idea of having sex with Daryl Hall.
Not even with the mustache?
No.
That's what it would sound like.
Still not ringing any bells. You know, that's not right. I don't recognize the song. I don't remember having sex with someone.
Would you have sex with Steve Winwood?
That just seems like it would be smooth.
I'm trying to go through that other, blue-eyed jazz people, see if...
I would, but I might get stuck in traffic. Oh, that was fucking awful. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're fired.
Yeah.
That's all right, though. Who else we got out there in the blue-eyed soul category? Yeah, nothing?
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Dexy's Midnight Runners. Would you sleep with Dexy's Midnight Runners?
Two of them, and I'm not naming which two. That's for you to ponder.
Oh, I'm going to... Don't worry, I'll figure it out. I'll deduce it in downtime. In downtime, I'll deduce it. But I will deduce it. Okay, who else in the blue-eyed soul world would you get wit?
Ah, it's like a cheese grater on my ears and brain.
It's good. That is good information for me for future use.
Ah, so... White. Ah. Oh, get wit.
Yeah.
No one says get wit. Like, not, including black people. That's like a thing that white people would think that black people would say, but would be wrong.
I think it's a thing that I would say, not trying to sound like any sort of subculture, but rather in an ironic twist of language. That's how I roll.
explain the irony of that divorced from any subcultural implications.
That's what I mean. The irony is that it is divorced from any subcultural implications. Because I say it in a neutral tone.
Okay.
I do not affect an accent, you know?
Okay, I get where you're going with
it. You get where I'm going.
Okay. I get where you're coming
you
from.
You get wit where I'm going.
I was going to finish, as I was going to finish that sentence, I get where you're coming from. Still hate it.
All right, well, that's fine. What do you think we're, do you think we're like a mic in the mic in the morning, but with funnier topics?
I don't think we are, because I could listen to us.
Like Howard Stern with two guys? Do you think that's where we are?
No, because again, I could listen to us.
Like, and we never asked anybody to get naked in the studio.
That's true.
We should start, maybe, but not just become more Howard Stern.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the problem, though, with that is there's no one else in the studio. You know, I don't need to see that.
Yeah, and who would you like in a, who would you like to liken us to, though?
See, again, here's the thing. You put me on the spot. Can't really think of a
good answer.
Yeah,
how about
Statler
and Waldorf?
Oh, that's pretty good. Because here's what I was going to say, though, is you put me on the spot. I couldn't really think of a good answer. I was going to say Hall & Oates.
I don't think we remind you of Hall & Oates.
No,
it's just... you have no idea.
It's the default when I'm... It's the default when I'm drawing a blank. I don't know why. Seriously, right. I almost guarantee I don't know that song.
I guarantee that you do. I'll play it for you during the break. Don't worry.
All right, then let's take a break, because I want to
listen. I think Statler and Waldorf, but we need to do more, you know, that kind
of
thing.
Sort of choked, wheezing laughter.
Yeah, let's end the segment with that. Ready?
Sure.
Okay, and here comes. I'm Trying to Think is a podcast sponsored by the Foundation Institute. The Foundation Institute sponsors many programs which fracture man's tenuous relationship with technology. The Foundation Institute can be found on the web at foundation-institute.org. The Foundation Institute, planning for the future and tomorrow. Welcome back to I'm Trying to Think episode 4. Dave, I have a raid before me, a selection of snacks. And do you know what they have in common?
They're green. Yeah. They're in jars.
They are, yeah. They are also suspended in brine.
It's true.
A salt water mixture.
It's true. You got pickles.
And olives.
You got olives. You got frogs. Jar of frogs.
Those are not for eating.
Shit.
Yeah. You didn't eat one, did you? Okay, we'll talk about that later. That can wait till the break. Look, brine is delicious.
Like, would you chug brine?
I think I would. Just once. I mean, like, not like real salt water, but I would chug brine. Here's the lovely sound of me eating an olive. Mmm. Pimento.
No, no one wants that. They're not providing a product or a service anyone wants audio, you know, wise.
I'm providing a service. This is the olive eating service. We are in a brave new world here. And I'm trying to think.
I'm not breaking down
barriers, including,
you know, some barriers.
The podcast snack barrier.
For one, I've got to say, I've listened to Dave, podcasts. That's a barrier that's been well destroyed.
Dave, I've got an idea.
Yeah.
What we should do is actually get new snacks and try them live on the podcast.
It works on podcasts.
Okay.
I've heard it before. But then the downside is I've heard it before on podcasts.
Swiss cake rolls.
Those aren't new though.
I will eat one on the air and enjoy
it. What's the point? I feel like you're changing things up now. Okay, wait. I figured out your game. I'm on to you, Werner. I get your game.
All right, hold on. Here's the sound of me eating a pickle.
No.
Go ahead.
No. Away. Why? You're a vile man. A vile man. But anyhow, as I was accusing before I started yelling at you for a different thing, is I'm on to your game. You were trying to use this, oh, let's do a funny thing where we try new foods. You were trying to use that as cover for just like, I want to take something I like and eat it because I can't wait 10 minutes. You friggin' bastard.
It was thinly veiled.
At best.
I don't have any Swiss cake rolls, though. So, would have to wait for next week. I want to ask you a question.
Ask me a question.
Do you like Spanish olives, Dave?
No, I'm not really. I'm not a brine person.
Okay,
well. You're taking your big brine loving stand. I don't really dig it.
You're terrible.
It's water, it's salt. Nah.
Also, I'm going to be honest with you. Going from pickle to olive to pickle is not as good. You should stick with either olive or pickle.
You've made a brine, like your sort of brine swapping plan is not working to your liking.
I think there's too much vinegar in the dill mix. So it just upsets the olive's delicate balance of pH, salt, etc.
So you know what you need? You need to take a page from the food snobs. You need a palate cleanser.
A palate cleanser?
Yes. What kind of wine goes with brine?
I don't know. Brine wine?
I'm not sure what I hate more, the question or the answer in that case.
Okay. The pimento. Okay. Subject of much ridicule.
By? No, back this up. Who is ridiculing the pimento?
The Anti-Pimento League. The APL.
You know, if anyone's going to be doing it,
and then there's the IAPL, which is the International Anti-Pimento League. You can't trust those people though. Trust me. The pimento is a tiny pepper,
right? Okay?
When it's stuffed in olives, here's a little secret. You know, originally it used to be hand cut into little strips. And put inside the Spanish olive. For fancy lads, I suppose. Now what they do...
homosexuals, do you mean?
No.
Oh, just like gentlemen? Mm. Gentlemen of taste and leisure?
Much like the chicken McNugget, though. Now they grind the pimento into a fine paste. Stick it together with guar gum. Which has a misleading title.
Guar gum is gum that dresses in, like, funny costumes and vomits on you.
That's why it's a misleading title. It is not. They stick it together with guar gum and put it in the olive. So it's fake-ish. But I love the pimento. Why can't I just get a jar full of pimentos?
I don't know. Probably due to these sort of sinister anti-pimento forces that are arrayed against you in your mind.
I agree. This is a conspiracy. Conspiracy for me not to have pimento. You know what else I really like and it's hard to find?
I don't.
Other stuff. And welcome back to I'm Trying to Think, episode 4. This is part 3, I think.
Yep.
4, 8, I don't know.
I don't know, let's go with 12. Let's go with 12. 12, it's a mega episode.
Leonard, part 6.
That's my, second favorite Leonard.
Yeah, I really would prefer any other Leonard to that.
I'm a part 4 man myself.
At any rate, this is the happy birthday episode for Chuck. And that's me, and happy birthday to me. And that's all I have to say about that. Next week is going to be your birthday podcast.
It's true. I'm excited for that.
Are you going to make as big a deal out of it as I did?
Yeah, probably not. But, you know, it'll be there. It'll be in the background. It'll inform the discussion. I'm excited.
Right. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. it will inform the discussion. I'm going to put a big sign up so that we can remember it constantly.
That's good. That's good.
Throughout the thing. But we're having the party today. It is a joint party. Not like that, but it's a joint party.
No, like that. We're mostly just going to like pass, you know, puff up pass.
You should not report illegal activities on the internet. Especially because that actually won't be what is happening. Because, like, if we get busted by the time police who go back in time to come to the party, then they find out that there is no illegal substances at the party, they're going to be pissed.
Yeah, and then they're going to bust us for jaywalking.
Yeah, or something. You know what I mean? Right. So don't get the time police on our asses. At any rate, it is the Dave Stern birthday experience featuring Chuck Horner.
We're going to do a lot of heroin, though, right?
Well, that, yeah. But that's legal, right? Medicinal heroin? Something? I don't know. Something like that? Do you know they administer medicinal cocaine?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that one was still a medicine. I thought that was more like a patent medicine.
It's only useful for certain applications, but yes. I know a story of a friend who shall remain nameless, who stuck a battery up his nose at a young age.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently they used some form of cocaine to enlarge the cavity and get it out.
Huh.
I don't know, something like that. Funny story, I guess. I guess it probably was not funny to the people listening to it just then.
No, that's a story that has potential for funniness that exists in it, but not how we just told it.
Right. We need, we should record during the birthday party. Not you and I talking. We should record other people's questions and comments for the show. First step, we'll assume that they all listen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a big assumption, but...
Yeah, that's a real assumption, but
let's take
continue.
That assumption, right?
Then secondly, and I just wanted to point this out,
okay.
We're making the assumption that I have the patience to do this.
Why do you... What
that's a big one.
Patience is required on your part. You hit a button, you make them talk into the microphone.
Yeah, but I have to go around and do it while I'm, you know...
We could just leave the mic open and tell people to walk up to it and talk to it. You think that would be bad?
Yeah, I don't like it. Okay. I'm not comfortable letting drunken roustabouts handle my sensitive equipment. Unless we're talking about my penis, in which case that's okay. But, like, not my recording equipment, yeah.
Not your recording penis?
No.
That's good. All right, well, we can flush that out. I just thought, because here's the thing. I'm just looking forward to that listener mail that's going to start pouring in that we can answer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really intrigued and excited to answer the questions and requests of our fan base. Oh, so man. We need them to exist.
Yeah,
and
that's perfect.
Send
basically,
us mail.
That just means we need two things. We need a fan base, and then we need letters, emails.
You get the fan base, you'll get the emails.
We've got the address. Was it contact@imtryingtothink.com?
All right. Well, there you heard it. contact@imtryingtothink.com. For God's sakes, go there and ask us questions. Deep philosophical probing questions too. That's
oh,
the
yeah.
kind of stuff that we want to answer.
We'll take it.
We will take it. No other show is offering you that. No other show is offering. You got, we'd be like Savage Love podcast, the Savage Love podcast, but for deep philosophical questions instead of questions like, hey, should I tell this girl that I like her? Which the answer is always yes.
No,
unless that girl is your sister.
I don't know. I think you should suppress that. Build it. Because here's the thing, Chuck.
All right.
I think you're severely undervaluing the idea of a deep, sexless pit of anger.
Right.
Like, I think if you store that, you know, deep in your shriveled chest cavity, you're making a lot of good art suddenly.
You can go on to write powerful books like, I don't know, Ender's Game? I don't know. Is he sexually frustrated? Seems a little bit.
Probably. He's religious, isn't he?
No, I think he's just conservative.
No, isn't he like a Mormon? I want to say Mormon.
Okay, let's just say he's a Mormon conservative who doesn't get laid.
Yeah.
We are making broad statements. What are you going to do? What are you going to do about it? You got nothing, Ender's Game guy. You got nothing. All right, Dave. So the party's going to start in... Like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any party goals? Do you ever set party goals?
Just kind of, not generally, no.
All right.
I'm more of, you know, if I'm at a party, I'm just for an overall party experience. You know, I don't kind of have the checklist thing where it's like, okay, party. I need to drink these drinks, talk to these people, make it happen. You know, no, I just go to a party and I'm just like, yay, stuff. Are you a checklist guy? Do you set specific party goals?
Absolutely, because the way you're doing it is wrong. Okay, first off.
Explain. I would like to improve my party experience, so I'm open to listening to your ideas.
Your way. What if no fun is happening? You're not going to be the guy who starts the fun as a result. Because you got no plan. I got plans for all contingencies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Baboon attacks the party.
Baboon attacks the party. I've got that one in my file.
What are you doing?
It's in my file, Dave.
Okay.
In my file. I don't have my file handy, but it's probably under the general heading of animal attacks. Mostly flea is the answer there. Mostly flea.
Wait, so mostly flea, but like you leave one person as kind of baboon bait?
If necessary, yes. Depends on how vicious the baboon in question is.
Yeah. Okay, baboon shows up at party, brought sixer.
He's welcome. I mean, that's where you start to, first you inspect his beer tastes. What's the brand? You know, what did he bring? How much did he spend?
Baboon brought Leinenkugel, let's say.
I don't know. I'm probably not going to talk to him, all right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't love it, but
I'm happy to have him at the party, but I don't know. I'm not going to talk to him.
That's fair.
Okay, here's this card. Here, this one, you can clearly see it says, Baboon arrives at party with Bud Light Lime.
Nothing.
And yeah, what's the response there? Here, you can read it out to the audience. No. Violent attack.
Yeah.
Violent attack.
Yeah. How about, what is it? What if a baboon arrives at the party and he's got those tall boys of, I forget what it is, I think it's a Budweiser product, but it's the one where it's Budweiser and Clamato.
What?
It Budweiser and Clamato in a tall boy. It is a product that is sold.
You're making that up.
Nope.
You have to be making that up because it's not in my file.
You, my friend, need a new index card. Possibly a new series of index cards branching off from the situations we currently have.
All right.
But the Budweiser Clamato tall boy.
Clamato is already an enormous question mark. Why would you put clam flavoring in tomato juice? I don't know.
That is a terrible
idea. Where does that even meet beer? Beer and Clamato should live in separate, like, universes.
I don't know, but it exists. It's apparently a drink that some people, I want to say Hispanic, but I'm not, I want to say it's usually Hispanic or possibly Southern.
Now you're being racist.
No, a little bit maybe. But
who drinks?
I think
I thought New Englanders were the only people who drank Clamato.
I've never seen it happen.
I've never seen anyone drink it. I've never seen anyone drink it. I don't want to see anyone drink it. But at any rate, I have to revise my whole card system now. I mean, this is going to take hours, so okay. we better finish this off.
We better get going.
So this has been episode 4 of I'm Trying to Think. Thank you for tuning in. Send us email. Send us an email. Come on. Come on, who's going to hurt you? Not me.
It may be me, but probably not.
Okay, we might hurt your feelings, okay? But if we intend or expect that we'll hurt your feelings, we'll leave your name off. Don't worry. We'll refer to you by an initial, perhaps. Maybe by somebody else's initials.
We'll refer to you by the initial P.
P.
Mr. P.
Mr. P. Or Mrs. P.
Madame
P.
Madame P.
All right.
Madame P.
So we'll be back again next week with episode 5, and it will be the conversation will be informed was the word you used.
No,
informed.
I think it's going to be smart, witty talk about the issues of the time, informed by the fact that it's my birthday.
Informed by Dave's birthday, and we will join you then because I'll be here. As always, I am.
As always, I ham, and
I am. Chuck Warner.
And I Bacon. Dave Stern.
There we go. And this has been I'm Trying to Think.
Mama's little baby likes shortening bread. Mama's little baby likes shortening bread.